What are we gonna do, Mr. Skint? You've been sitting there all morning, just, well, sitting.
It's called thinking, lad. I do it a lot. More than a lot when you're not around. Do you think the police know what I'm after?
I don't know. Do they?
I'm asking you.
No. Maybe? Yes.
How can they know when nobody knows but me?
I know. You want some papers.
What papers?
Papers that'll get us the money we need for our big con. Papers that Mrs. Larson hid somewhere so you couldn't find them.
What's on those papers?
That's what you won't tell me.
Here's the thing, lad. The fact that I was able to talk to Buck Oliver last night without getting arrested means the police still don't know what I'm after, or they'd be watching him. And I learned that Buck himself doesn't know what I'm after, though I believe he has it.
Buck has the papers. Where?
If I tell you, then you'll tell the police when they catch you.
The police aren't gonna catch me.
They most certainly are when you go back to that antique store.
Why would I go back there if the papers aren't in the hope chest?
I have a plan.
Well, Marty, I can't see any sign that the shop was broken into last night. And the hope chest is right where we left it, untouched.
And I was sure two bits would come back. I'm running blind here, Uncle Jason. Wait, my guys are telling me that two bits is approaching the shop.
Is he carrying a baseball bat?
Not today. What's he doing here? This does not make sense.
Wait a minute. It's a ruse. Skint knows you're here. You baited Skint, and now he's baiting you.
What should I do?
Make the most of his ruse.
How?
Hide in the back. Tell your team to get ready. And then call Eugene. I'll handle two bits.
Yes, sir.
Oh, howdy again.
Morning.
There. I'm giving you $1,000.
To keep me from calling the police?
To buy the hope chest and everything in it. It's more than it's worth. I know it. You know it. What do you say, Mr. Stiletto?
So my secret is out. What, do you want an autograph for something?
Only if you throw it in the chest. You still working undercover for the police?
What you see is what I am now. A small town businessman.
Well, tell you what. I'll add $1,000 as a gesture of goodwill if you hold off on calling the cops.
Huh. Well, okay.
I never met an undercover cop who couldn't be bought.
What's so important about this old piece of wood, anyway? It's just filled with junk.
I parked out back. You gonna give me a hand?
All right. Well, off he goes. Tell your men to chase him.
You mean follow him?
No, he wants you to chase him. That's what this whole thing's all about. So tell your team to give him the chase of his life.
Okay. Team, after the suspect. Make a show of it.
Oh, and did you call Eugene?
Yes. I know what Skint is after.
I must admit, this entire situation makes me nervous, Buck.
Me too. But it's for the best. Just call it the last scene in the long end.
The long end?
In the con artist world, a short con is a quick sting with kind of a low payoff. The long end takes a lot of time and planning and investment. The stakes are higher, but so is the payoff. This is the long end.
What are we supposed to do in the meantime?
Well, we could talk about what you plan to do with your mother's will and the trust fund she created for you.
Oh.
I'll get it.
Good morning, Buck, my boy.
Mr. Skint, what are you doing here?
Mr. Skint, get out of here or I'll call the police.
I don't think you will.
Let's go outside and talk. They have nothing to do with this.
I will oblige you, my boy, but not just to talk. We have things to do. You promised.
Promised? What did you promise, Buck?
Have you been talking to this man without our knowledge?
Oh, you have to keep an eye on this one, Mr. Meltzer.
I didn't promise anything. I said I'd meet you tonight.
Contingencies, dear boy. Now, if Mr. and Mrs. Meltzer will sit in those chairs.
What?
No.
I said to leave them out of this.
Of course I will. That's why I want them to sit down so we can secure them with this duct tape. Sit down, folks.
I protest.
Sit down, or I won't be responsible for the harm that comes to you or your wife.
Why?
Sit down, Eugene.
Very well, Katrina, as you wish.
Bind them up good, Buck. No tricks. Not a thing will happen if you get your essentials and come along quietly.
Just stay calm, Katrina. He won't hurt you.
Listen, Buck.
It'll be all right, Eugene. We'll let Detective Polehouse know you're here once we're at a safe distance.
Please, Buck, don't go with him.
He has no choice, and he knows it. Give me that tape, boy.
Listen to me, Mr. Skint. Wherever you go, whatever you do,
how he loves to talk. I've just had a sense of deja vu. Where's your mother's mirror, Buck?
There by the wall.
Uh-huh, that's where she hid the birth certificate. And the painting?
It's not here, but we tore it apart. We found my mother's will and the trust she left for me.
Bed, bugs, and biscuit barrels. That woman. The birth certificate in the mirror and the will in the painting. Can't tell you how many times I looked at both just hanging there and didn't even think. I was sure she had hidden everything in the hope chest. What an amazing woman. That's one reason why I loved her. Where is the will?
The will is here, in my backpack, along with the birth certificate.
Then let's go, Buck, my boy. Adventure awaits. I'm kidnapping you. Did you hear that, Mr. and Mrs. Meltzer? I'm taking him back. He didn't belong here anyway. It's good to be on the road with you again, Buck.
I need to call Detective Polehouse.
No, you don't. I can't let you call anyone just yet. I need time. Where did your mother put your trust fund?
The bank in Harlanville.
Oh, that's 3 hours from here. Less if I can get this old mule to move faster.
The police will know where we're going. They'll get there ahead of you.
They'll be too busy, my boy. They'll have a hostage crisis to deal with.
What?
Even now, Two Bits is leading the police on a wild goose chase that'll take them back to the Meltzners, where he'll rush in to escape and hold Eugene and Katrina as hostages.
What?
It'll be a long standoff while we get what we need from the bank.
I won't let you.
Buck, my boy, you aren't thinking clearly about your situation.
Is this the part where you use the violence you say you don't ever use?
That's not up to me. I've given Two Bits orders to keep Eugene and Katrina safe while he stalls the police, but if he doesn't hear from me every quarter hour, then he'll assume something has gone wrong. And then, well, I can't guarantee anyone's safety.
Tell me something, Mr. Skin. How do you ever know when one lie ends and another one begins? You, my father, my mother, Felicia, everybody in that little world of schemes and cons. Fake names, fake stories, fake truth. How can you know what's real? Even now, you didn't come back for me. You came back for the trust money my mother left me. Do you even know the truth anymore?
Listen to me, Buck. My affection for you has always been real. But I need that trust money.
Why?
Hound dogs and hares, Buck. It's seed for a big score. That part of the story was real, too. It's the biggest I've ever done. The balance in your account will just about cover what I need to kick it off.
How do you think you'll get away with this? What makes you so sure Two Bits won't tell the police everything?
I'm sure he will. See, he'll tell them I'm headed for Las Vegas, because that's where he thinks the scam is. But I'll be 1,000 miles in another direction. I've covered all the angles, my boy. That's why you need to be a part of it.
You promised to tell me about my parents.
Let it go, boy.
Why did my mother leave me with you? Why didn't she want me?
Oh, now, don't you sound like a poor little pig in a pinecone pen. What in the world do you expect from people?
Your father was killed in a car accident. Then your mother found out she had cancer. She didn't want you to witness her dying such a horrible death, so she entrusted you to me to take you away. And she hid herself in Millsburg with Felicia until she passed. It's that simple.
You could have told me.
To what end? She didn't want you to know, and I honored that. A weakness of mine, I guess. She was always my weakness. You have no idea how I loved her, boy. More than anyone. It broke my heart losing her. That's why I've raised you, Buck. For her. That's why it hurt so much when you decided to leave me.
Do you think that was easy for me?
Are you saying it wasn't?
Leaving you was the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. You were like a father to me. A mentor. Everything I know from you.
That's right. And now you're squandering it.
Maybe I am. Finding out about my mother and father, it stirred up everything. I'm not sure how I feel about staying in Odyssey, but you taught me to play the role. Think long term. Think the long end.
Now you're trying to con me.
I know how to get to all their account numbers. Credit cards, PIN numbers for ATM cards, even where Jules keeps the credit card her dad lets her use. I've been watching and learning. I could close it up any moment.
I don't believe you.
You're right not to. I'm saying it now, and could change my mind tomorrow. Like I said, who knows where the lies end and the lies begin? I'm telling you I'm confused. I just don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Buck, we can put an end to your confusion, but you have to trust me. Do you trust me? National Bank.
Well, look at that.
Look at what?
The symbol on the bank's logo, the fleur de lily.
What about it?
Oh, nothing. I've taken a liking to that symbol.
It's been just about 15 minutes. I'll call Two Bits. This time I'll put it on the hands-off system or whatever it's called.
Hey, Mr. Skid?
How goes it, lad?
Great. Hey, you ought to see it. The cops are all over the place. I think they even brought in a helicopter. What a standoff. Woo.
How are Katrina and Eugene?
Hey, is that you, Buck Oliver? Nice to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about you. Hey, they're both fine. I even took the tape off the lady's mouth, though. The geeky guy talks too much, so I left it on him.
I want to talk to them.
No time for that. Looks like a SWAT truck's just driven up. Now, Mr. Skin, you're sure you got this all worked out?
Everything's going according to plan, lad. Just keep your end of it.
Will do.
You have no intention of helping Two Bits, do you?
If I have to choose between him or you, I'll choose you every time, Buck. But don't worry. I'll see that he gets properly compensated when he gets out of jail. Now, let's get inside and claim that trust fund. Excuse me. Mr. Burton, is it?
That's me. How may I help you?
My nephew here has come to make a withdrawal from his trust fund.
Oh? Have you accessed the trust before, young man?
No, sir.
Give him the paperwork, boy.
Okay. Birth certificate and my mother's will, which has the trust information there on those pages.
Thank you. Do you have a current photo ID, Mr. Oliver?
Oh, I have my school ID and my driver's license.
Those will do. Just give me a minute to make sure everything is in order, and we may have a few instructions of our own.
What kind of instructions?
Oh, any restrictions or additional assets we might be holding for him. Just wait right here.
Additional assets? That sounds promising.
Mr. Skint, where did this money come from?
All sorts of places, boy. Your mother was the sensible one putting it away. Your daddy would have spent it all.
Which is something you'd never do.
I did right by you all these years, didn't I? You were never lacking for anything.
Everything seems in order. Now, if you'll, follow me.
To where?
The safe deposit vault.
The money's kept there?
Not the money. Mr. Oliver has a safe deposit box as part of the trust fund, number 121. I assume you'll want to inspect it?
If it has anything valuable, we sure do. Who knows what your mother put in there, eh, Buck?
You can be sure I wouldn't know.
The stairs are this way? Good afternoon, Hank.
Mr. Burton?
Open up the gate, will you?
Sure thing.
Gate? Looks more like a jail.
We take the protection of our customers' valuables very seriously.
There you go.
After you, Mr. Oliver.
You go on, Mr. Skint. I get claustrophobic. The facility where I stayed before, you know.
Oh, well.
If you'd rather not, I just need a minute. That's all.
No, I'll go. There. It's just a room with a lot of boxes. Which one did you say ours is?
Mr. Oliver's is number 121. There, on the left.
Ah, let's have a look and get out of here.
I figured something out, Mr. Skint.
Good, we'll talk about it later.
I figured out that your weak spot is you can't resist people's weak spots.
What are you talking about, boy?
You taught me to play the role, and I thank you.
Close the gate, Hank.
Sure thing.
Oh, hey, oh, what is this? Hey, Buck. Buck, tell him to open the gate.
Sorry, Mr. Skint.
Jebediah Skint.
What? Who are you?
Special Agent Montgomery Whitaker. Secret Service, Fraud Division. You're under arrest.
Whoa. I think there's been a mistake. Tell him, Buck, my boy.
I'm sure at some point I'll have a moment when I feel bad about this. But only for a moment.
I've been looking forward to this for a long time, Mr. Skint.
How's that? I don't even know who you are.
New York, Grand Rapids, Phoenix, Portland, and...
Nope.
How's the hostage crisis going, Agent Whitaker?
It's been a pretty good piece of theatrics. You know, here's what you don't know, Mr. Skint. Once Buck found out what you were really after, it was pretty easy for him to sort out your various plans.
It's an old ruse, having two bits show up at the antique shop, picking up the Hope Chest, supposedly trying to escape.
I don't know why you're telling me all this.
Two Bits caved in and plea bargained as soon as we grabbed him. Oh, watch your head. Those calls with Two Bits? They took place at the Odyssey police station. He never got within a mile of the Meltzners.
Eugene and Katrina were in on it, too.
Buck, my boy, you disappoint me.
I only did what you would have done.
All right, take him away.
I want time to talk to him.
I don't think he'll want to talk to you.
Probably not.
But there is someone who will.
Who? Who's in there?
Our latest admission to the Witness Protection Program. Go on, see for yourself.
Is that...
Mrs. Larson, Buck Oliver is here to see you.
What? Who? Oh, where's that mute thing? Oh, there.
She's alive?
Very much. She agreed to a deal to help us catch Skint, so you would get your money, she claimed.
What are you jabbering about? You know I have a hard time hearing you.
Oh, stop it, Felicia. I brought Buck back to meet you properly. Sit down, Buck. I'll leave you. Maybe then she'll behave. Felicia... That was sneaky of you to send those things off to Buck without telling us.
Whatever do you mean?
I need a new job.
He's gone.
Oh, good. I get so tired of hearing me talk like that.
Now, Mrs. Larson.
You're a family. You call me Mama, like everyone else did.
Thank you for sending the painting in the mirror.
You're welcome. I did that for her, you know. Your mother. And I must say, you do look so much like her when she was fresh-faced, that is. Not the way she did in those last few months when the cancer took her. Oh, those were awful days. Be thankful you didn't see her then.
It's hard to be thankful when I don't remember her at all.
I have a picture somewhere. I'll see that you get it before they send me off to wherever they're sending me.
I have a lot of questions.
Well, Bucky Bear, I don't mind giving you the answers. Oh, it's so nice to finally talk to you for real. When you showed up with that funny-looking fella...
Eugene.
Right. Well, I wasn't taking any chances. Never take chances. That's what your mother thought, which is why she took so many precautions about making sure the trust fund money went into your hands and no one else's.
She went to a lot of trouble with the mirror and the painting, but there's every chance I wouldn't have figured it out.
That's the problem. All those precautions weren't for you to figure out. Your mother hid the documents in the mirror and the painting to keep them from Skint, not you. When you came of age, I was supposed to take them to you and we'd open them together like Christmas presents. But the feds showed up and I had to act fast to keep them from Skint and the government boys.
Because the money was stolen.
Don't be hard on her, Buck. Your mother loved you very much. She made some bad decisions, but having you was not one of them. She did her best to do right by you, even if what she did wasn't always right. Now, where shall we start?
At the beginning, the first time you met my parents.
Oh, yes. They were newlyweds then. They came to me because they heard I had a nice little place.
Oh, Buck, it's time for dinner.
Hold on, Eugene. Come out here first. Bring Katrina, too.
Very well. Katrina?
What are you doing, Buck?
This rocket was in the safety deposit box for my trust. The note from my mother said I was to set it off when I claimed the money.
Oh, of course, the painting. The fireworks outside of the window.
Yep. So I decided to celebrate with it. I know who I am. And I know who I'm not.
Then congratulations.
Jason dropped off the hope chest for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that you'll want what's in it, except there's a baby blanket just like the one in the painting. It must have been yours. BB was knitted in it.
That's two things I have from my childhood.
The blanket and your trust fund.
It's not my trust fund. It can't be. That money needs to go back to the people it was stolen from.
Well, that is noble of you, Buck. Perhaps Monty knows a way to do that.
Then what's the second thing?
My father's high school graduation ring.
Huh? Oh.
Ooh.
It was in the safety deposit box. It's the one thing he owned that he didn't get from a con job. My mom said so in a note, and I believe her, this time.
It must be difficult for people who live with lies all the time. How do they know the truth when they see it?
After a while, I'm not sure they do. That's the heartbreaking part. You have to hold on to the truth to recognize a lie. But people who hold on to lies get to where they don't recognize the truth anymore. That's how I could play Mr. Skin.
Any regrets?
I regret not lighting this rocket. Stand back!
Uh-oh. Anything you care to say to commemorate this grand moment?
Just this. To the long end!
To the long
to
end!
To the long end! In Proverbs chapter 4, King Solomon compares two paths for his sons. He warns them about the path of the wicked. It's like total darkness. They don't know what they're stumbling over. For many years, Buck thought that there was only one path for his life, to follow Mr. Skint in the ways of deception and lies. But Solomon describes another path. The way of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter until the full light of day. In today's adventure, Buck made the decision to take the second path, to walk away from the one Mr. Skint had laid out for him and move toward the way of the righteous. Maybe you found yourself on the wrong path, tripping and falling in total darkness. If you have, then now is the time to choose a new path. In John 14, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The righteous path, the path that leads to God, begins with Jesus. It's not too late to follow him. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Long End was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe, and music by John Campbell. Executive producer, Dave Arnold. Our cast included Will Ryan, Townsend Coleman, Robbie Bruce, Zach Callison, Dan Hagen, Lee Merriweather, Chad Reiser, David Selby, and Audrey Wasilewski. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.